Well, the passage that that we're looking at this morning hits uncomfortably close to home. Isaiah is talking about a culture where justice has given way to self-interest, where truth has become what we make it, where what's right has been traded for what's profitable. You know, that's ancient Israel before the exile, but sadly that is our culture too. And God is not a fan. If you join me in Isaiah chapter 1, I'll show you what I mean. Isaiah is a pretty big book, so it should be easy to find in your Bible. After the Psalms, but before Jeremiah, is Isaiah. So Isaiah chapter 1, we're going to start around verse 11. Isaiah 1 really starts off in the same place where we were last week. You know, just like in Amos, God spoke to Israel and said, you got to stop with these empty, meaningless religious festivals because you are demonstrating to me that your heart is really far from me through your actions at home. So verse 13 in Isaiah 1, you see, stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me, your new moons and Sabbaths and convocations, I can't bear them. My soul hates these religious activities. They have become a burden to me, God says. I am weary of bearing them. Just like in Isaiah, in Amos, God condemns these empty religious activities because their ritual action is not being matched up by ethical action. And that communicates that their hearts are really far from God. And just like in Amos, we have in Isaiah a catalog of the things that they were getting up to. So look at verse 21. Isaiah 1, verse 21. See how the faithful city has become a harlot. This is Jerusalem, the city of God, the city on a hill, enjoying all of God's blessings, and supposed to be radiating God's blessings outwhere. Out to the nations, and yet now it's just become this faithless mess. She was once full of justice, righteous used to live in her, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross. That's the scum that you pull off the top of molten silver or gold. Your choice wine is diluted with water. What is good has become diluted. Your rulers are rebels. The companions of thieves, they all love bribes and chase after gifts. They do not defend the cause of the fatherless. The widow's case does not come before them. What's happened here to these people and to this culture is that they have wandered far from God. And because they are far from God, they are far from God's ways. Faithfulness has given way to faithlessness. Justice has given way to self-interest, right? What's good has become diluted and corrupted. What's true gives way to what's profitable. The leaders of the people decide to look out for themselves and not anyone else. Justice is not being done in this kind of culture, and God doesn't like it. His people should reflect his priorities. And God is a just and righteous God. So you would expect that his people would be marked by justice and righteousness. But all they do is come to church and sing their songs and go home and live for themselves. God, therefore, condemns that culture. And he does the same for ours, too. Faithfulness has given way to faithlessness, right? Justice has given way to self-interest. What was good has become corrupted. What's true has been dropped in favor of what's profitable. Leaders chase after bribes and gifts and give money. Does that sound familiar? Every time a person deceives another person for their own benefit, God sighs. Every time a leader gives a contract to a company or a charity that bought them off, God shakes his head. Every time a person does violence to another, God mourns. This is not the way it should be. Our neighborhoods, our nation, our churches, our lives should be marked by justice, by what's fair and what's right. But we know, don't we, that all too often that doesn't happen. It was just this kind of injustice that led Israel into the exile. God said, my beloved people, I delivered you out of Egypt. I made you everything. And yet you, who I have treated like royalty, you are treating other people like garbage. And that's not right. And he gave them time to repent, but they didn't. And so off into exile they went. In justice, God draws God's wrath. And that wrath is pointed at our culture too. There may not be an exile immediately coming, but there will be a reckoning at the end of the age where every person has to account for their action. What do we do with that? I'm going to give you two things, one spiritual, one practical. First, God is not only wrathful against injustice, he is also merciful. He is willing to forgive. He is willing to deal with our injustices and give us a new heart so that from now on we will long to do what's right. You see in verse 18, God says, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. They are as red as crimson, they will be like wool. Verse 35, I will thoroughly purge all of your dross and remove your impurities from you. God says, I myself will cleanse you from the inside out. I will forgive the injustices that you have done to others, and I will put things back the way they should be. And that's why Jesus came. He died. He experienced this exile from God that our self-centeredness deserved, so that we could be restored to him. Sins forgiven, impurities cleansed, hearts made new, eager to do what is right. So that's the first answer to the problem. God comes. God deals with the problem of injustice by starting one person at a time. By coming into your heart when you trust in him, giving you a new heart to desire what is right. So, solution number one, give people new hearts. Solution number two, well, then he turns it over to us. And that is, he says to us now, seek justice yourself. Jesus died to see that cosmic justice was done. Now he looks for us to do real justice in real life. Each of us, now that we have been forgiven and made new, ought to be agents of justice in the world. Look at verse 16. This is spoken from the mouth of Isaiah to us. Wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do what is right. Seek justice. Encourage the oppressed. Defend the fatherless. Plead the cause of the widow. You know, God says, now that you are spiritually clean, you clean up your act in the real world. You know, Jesus washes us white as snow, but we still need to apply that in real life. And so here's what God says to do. Stop doing what's wrong. Learn to do what's right. You know, there are some inequalities and injustices that we grew up with. We just learned them inherently, be from our parents, from our culture. This is the way you do things. And yet some of those deeply ingrained things we need to reevaluate from God's perspective. We need to learn to see what is right from God's point of view. We ought to really evaluate our unconscious thoughts about different ethnicities and different people groups and say, is this the way that God actually sees these people? we need to be people who seek justice, to be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. We need to resist racial stereotypes and stand up for people who have no power, to defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. We need to let justice roll on like a river, righteousness flow like a never-failing stream, like Amos said. We need to seek justice just as God does. I don't know your innermost thoughts, but what I can see from the outside is that I'm preaching to the choir here. Right? You know this. You know this already. This is central to your heart as Christian people, as members of Langford Church. You are, I get the impression that we are on God's side. We are eager to see justice done. We are eager to put our resources at the service of other people. I think that we are willing to lay down our privilege and use whatever power we have to benefit other people. And so I think maybe that what I need to say is really seek justice just as God does, even if nobody else does, right? I think that we are making progress as a community, but that may not be true about your neighbor or your coworker or members of your family or friends, some of them at least. I mean, the way of the world is to put profit before truth, to put self-interest before self-sacrifice. And it will be so easy to just join in, to say, well, it's okay for me to exercise my privilege this way because everybody else does. It's okay for me to hold these secret privileges about this particular people group because everybody else knows it's true. It's okay for me to cut corners or stack the deck in my favor because just that's just what you do in North America. Seek justice, just as God does, even if you're the only one doing it. Stand against the tide of racism and oppression. Do what's right. You know, resist the urge to go with the flow and use the power and privilege that we have as North Americans, as Westerners, to help people. That's in part why my heart longs for this Kenya thing to be true. Absolutely, we need to use wisdom and discernment in this part, but let your first thought train your mind so that your first thought is towards justice and mercy. And know that you're not alone. I want to act justly. Nod your head if you want to be an agent of justice in the world. We will seek justice together as a church, knowing that God does too. Let's pray. Lord, I know that social injustice can be a loaded topic because we all have our opinions about what's just and right. But Lord, you have told us that we are created equal. We are made in your image. We are made to deny ourselves, take up our cross, follow you, honor you all of our days, trusting you to provide. And so knowing that our life is safely in our hands, Lord, may our hands be our lives are safely in your hands. May our hands now reach out with love and justice towards other people. Help us to do what's right. Help us to be a voice of reason in a culture that kind of gets carried away sometimes. Help us to not get so wrapped up in our own sense of superiority that we start to think less of others. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be agents of your righteousness in the world, to do right, to serve others as selflessly as you have served us. Lord, help us to seek justice for your kingdom and your glory.